black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Welcome back to the Urban X podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dad in the building with you guys on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Thank y'all for joining.
Yes.
We apologize for yesterday.
Yes.
Circumstances.
Yeah, circumstances.
Life.
Life was lifing.
You know how it go.
But we here.
Yes.
Number one father and son podcast.
On the planet.
We both need haircuts.
That too.
Rough out here.
That too.
I haven't made it over to my man who wants to do my shoulders, my chest, and my hair. Yet.
Did you confront him about that yet?
No, but I think I want to. He don't speak English, so he might be like, I explain.
You gotta talk to him about that.
How I explain. Love, how I explain. I'm like, nigga, how do I explain these motherfuckers? What you mean you like me, motherfucker? Shit. Fuck on to.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Hope you guys had a great weekend. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. What did I do?
Yeah.
Uneventful, but my last 2 days have been amazing. I've been with Noble for like 2 days and like just really into him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's been great.
Yeah.
Really great.
So you did the Hulk finally.
Finally did the Hulk.
Clap it up. Clap it up for yourself, man.
You know what I mean?
Clap it up for yourself, because I didn't think I'd ever see the day.
Thank you, man. Mm-hmm. I just want to, you know, thank God for giving me the strength and, you know what I'm saying, fortitude to get through that, man. And me and Mama Dot, we came on down. We would have did it Saturday. But somebody bailed on us Saturday. Somebody was supposed to help us with the administrative backdoor pause.
Oh, wait. No.
And because they didn't show up because they were out at a goddamn club or something. Just doing something weird.
No.
Left me and Mama Dot hanging. And then we had to do it on the Lord's Day. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, I felt bad interrupting the Lord's time.
It actually worked better on a Sunday anyway, because like people like myself on Saturdays have lives.
Right.
And they got stuff to do.
Yeah. So maybe we'll keep that on a Sunday.
I like Sundays.
And maybe we'll keep it public. I'll see.
It was great energy.
And I'm going to be honest. If you want your question answered, when I see, like, Super Chat, you know, that prioritizes my energy to make sure your questions get answered. Now, if you just sitting there blabbering about, oh, my baby mama left me and I don't see no Super Chat.
Listen, your question might fall to the bottom.
Connected or Cash App, bing. If I don't see like a connection, I might not be able to get to your question. That's all I'm going to say. It's a Sunday, it's the Lord's Day. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so, you know.
The collection plate going around, man.
Collection plate is definitely going around.
Shouts out to Asham said, tell brother Troy Renz, I've completed my second day of Ramadan.
Ramadan Kareem.
Shouts out to everybody who is celebrating Ramadan.
Yes.
Who is
and
fasting.
If you were in our UX90 and heard brother Troy Renz give a dissertation on the importance of Ramadan, not even being Muslim, but the sacrifices that it go through in terms of eating, in terms of sustaining from arguing, violence, in terms of just really humbling yourself. And I've been around Muslims my whole life, but no one ever explained
Ramadan like, wow.
to me in that capacity. And so it gave me a newfound respect. For I'm doing a half Ramadan.
You intermittent Ramadan?
Yeah, I'm intermittent Ramadan. No, real talk. Cause today I refrain, and then I just Mama Dad had some vegan. I said, I just a little.
And then,
I broke the fast, but then I got back on the fast.
See?
So I was fast, slow,
see?
And so that was give me a little bit of credit for that.
You are tuned into the snap.
That was the wrong button.
Up in it.
Yeah, that's the wrong button.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, that's because I'm busy.
Yeah. Not eating.
From not eating. You see what I'm saying? I'm disillusioned.
Yeah.
Anyway, we thank you for being here.
Yes, and somebody asks, do members' questions get
$10 a month? Yeah, but you have to know, I have to recognize you as a member.
But there is a place in the membership where they can submit their questions.
That is true. Yeah. And Mama Dot will get to those.
Yes. And Mama Dot's going to have a mic next time.
Yes, she'll have a mic.
I was irritated.
Yes, she'll have a mic.
Watching that.
And then she'll give me a cue to let me know these are paid members.
Okay.
Questions. Yes, paid members get their questions answered. And money members.
Yeah.
The rest of y'all.
Might say it, I might not.
You could be dealing with life-threatening shit, and I'll be like, and for the $5 donation, what should I feed my cat tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it goes. Yeah.
But thank you, guys. Let's do a quick shout-out, then we're going to get to some stuff.
Yes, a lot of stuff to get to.
I saw L.A. tapped in. I see Brooklyn in the house. What's good?
Okay.
Seattle in the house. What's good?
Wilmington. In the building.
North Carolina. Okay.
Oh, Wilmington, North Carolina. Okay.
North Cali.
Planet Brooklyn.
What's happening, everybody?
Okay.
Who else I saw?
Atlanta. Atlanta was big. This weekend,
Brother Rich,
Black Magic 363, whole 3-album release. Listening to
all three albums.
They played all three albums, but it was a celebration of the streaming of Holy Ghost 3.
Okay.
And I heard it was a very, very magical event. Ascendant Infinite Goddess. Was in the building, her and Lord knows
Charles.
Charles from UX90. And I just got good vibes, and people said it was a great time.
Nice.
And so that is great to hear. And so Atlanta representing, and it was on the Biggie's weekend, you know, the passing of Biggie.
Ah, nice.
So all of that kind of coincide.
Sorry about that. Just now, if you just watched. Jersey in the house, Miami Gardens, Harlem,
Detroit.
Westchester.
In the building.
What's good? All right, so let's get to some stuff, man.
Let's do it.
Now you press that
button.
Now you that button.
Okay, all right.
So, last episode, we talked about the prison break in Haiti.
In Haiti.
Right? So they said like a couple thousand people escaped from prison and stuff like that. I'm getting a lot of news clips of, you know, unrest and gangs taking over. Now, I saw a report that, you know, when I first read it, didn't believe it. I said, this is fake news, right? About cannibal gangs, right? And then the leader, they call him Barbecue. I said, this is some bullshit. No. And then I saw some really, really disturbing videos.
Mm.
And that was a new fear unlocked. Because at first, I thought like the most scary gangster that could be was a gangster that I kill you and do some strange to you.
What was his name? I like you and I want you.
I forget his name.
The Booty Bandit.
Yeah. That was terrifying.
You went,
Yeah, that Jesus, was,
and that keeps me out of prison.
Yeah,
thinking about the booty gang. Go ahead, take this Vaseline.
Yeah,
pull it yourself.
Yeah, that's
this way. I'm not incriminated.
That is terrifying.
And then I heard Mike Epps, not to, to deviate from the story. He said, and this really just disturbed me.
Okay.
He said, after they give you that, you know, mm-hmm. you do yourself, and you bend over, the dude will put a naughty magazine on your back.
Oh,
so the nigga is reading, like, so now he's watching female ads.
Oh, come on.
And he rocking you. That was the ultimate scary shit.
Oh.
Don't put no naughty magazine
oh,
on
God.
My back.
Jeez, man.
To black out who I am. Dude, that is God. The most gangster.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, put the kids to bed right now.
Terrifying. Jesus Christ. But now a new fear has unlocked.
Yes.
Somebody that will kill you and eat you.
Yeah, well, cannibalism is not a new thing per se. You don't hear a lot about it.
But now, yeah, your reputation is, your nickname is based off, come on.
Your nickname.
That means you really about it.
Your nickname is Barbecue.
That's.
All right, so that means I fear no man.
That's terrifying.
But the gist of the story is, because my brother Steve Canal,
shout out to Steve,
sent me some real, dope information about it. But then, what TikTok did,
they removed the sound, yeah.
They removed the sound from the video, so I had to kind of read most of it. But you understand what's going on in Haiti has allegedly, the U.S. hands all over this, dealing with gold, iridium, gas, all of the natural resources that are in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to the government, you would think that this is a deprived part of the world, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Very rich, they keep it that way, underdeveloped, like they do everything else, mm-hmm. so that they can rob it of its natural, you know.
Yeah.
And remember, the Clintons was down there. They were supposed to build all these houses. They didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever you see this situation being played out and a whole prison escaping and things of that, you know that there's some help somewhere to facilitate an agenda that's going on. I want to put that out there and be clear with that.
And a couple years ago, I don't know if that was last year or the year before, their president was knocked off.
Yes.
Assassinated. And I don't think that was as big as news as it should have been.
As it should have been.
And we got to think, every single time we hear about a country of just some unrest happening, you got to just think about, like, everything else. Like, what kind of land are they sitting on?
Yes.
What government contracts are, you know, could be made out of this? This, the Ukraine thing is happening right now. And in 2014, the U.S. helped fund a coup that happened that, changed over leadership and things like that. Zelensky is in there as a result of it.
As a result of
you
that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then now all of a sudden, we just sent another $300 million to Ukraine today, and Biden said he was trying to send more. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and he sent them $300 million in weapons. Apparently, the U.S. stockpile of weapons is depleting as well.
Yes.
So just, you know,
and the prime minister of Haiti just stepped down.
Stepped down, yes.
Today, I'm not sure what his name is, but he stepped down today. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to keep our eye on it, but please do not fall for the okey-doke.
Yeah.
Now, again, Mr. Barbecue Man is scary.
That's terrifying.
Those are three terrifying things in my life now. A magazine over the top of you. A goddamn barbecue, and you know, it just
that is terrifying.
Terrifying.
Somebody,
and that's not even talking about the magic.
That too. Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. That
the
too.
Magic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm talking about Haiti.
Yes. Talking about in Haiti, the magic that's, shit. They'll cook something up on your ass.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
Somebody said the wife of the ex-Haitian president was recently arrested for his murder. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Hmm.
That's right. I heard about that as well.
Okay.
There's a lot going on, man. Yeah. A lot of CIA involvement.
It's always like that, man. Yeah. Like, the U.S. are pros at being able to throw a rock, hide their hand, and make it seem like it's something else going on.
They're masters.
And then we have to go in and help these people,
and
obviously.
We have to bring them democracy.
We have to bring them democracy.
We have to.
Yeah, so.
Just wanted to share that story with you guys. And,
yeah, those videos I saw were gruesome. Gruesome videos I saw.
Yeah, so you better than me.
I wasn't trying. It was just, you know how the videos happen on Twitter? They just, like, start.
Yeah, and then you'd be like, ah.
Yeah, that's what happened.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So the Oscars happened over the weekend. And, you know, everybody was talking about, you know, what was going on. And then Oppenheimer was the big winner.
As we know, listen to the name.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
You have to say it correctly. Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
So, and it also had Albert Einstein.
Yes.
In the movie. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, Oppenheimer.
So they won 7 Oscars, I believe.
Yeah.
All the major ones they won.
Yeah, yeah.
And then... what everybody was talking about from the Oscars was John Cena coming out naked.
John Cena, yeah, came out for a humiliation ritual.
So listen.
Unless you do not think it was an humiliation ritual.
I've seen John Cena do a lot in that, like, he does that kind of stuff all the time.
So you're saying that's just his normal spiel.
So I don't know if it's humiliating for him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he just does that.
Well, not humiliating for him per se, but... remember, the Oscars always has to have a humiliating moment.
Okay.
Last year was Chris Rock.
Yeah, okay.
Being slapped.
Okay.
By Will Smith.
That was last year?
That was just last year.
Wow.
It seemed like it was a long time ago. No, it was just last year. And so this year, him coming out butt-ass naked in front of all of his peers and them laughing at you, not with you, that's humiliation.
Yeah.
And so by sheer definition, it was a humiliation ritual, even though that may be his MO.
Yeah, that's why I like it. When I think of humiliation ritual, I think of something you don't want to do, something you like, you just like win a dress. Like,
does he have children?
No.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Oh, he don't have no children?
I don't think so.
Okay, so this may just be because I'm like...
he's been in dresses and like he's performed in like, you get what I'm saying?
Oh.
That's my thing. Somebody just said it was cognitive dissonance. I'm just trying to play like, I don't know.
No, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? And
if this is his Homelander, I'm not familiar with him other than, you know, I'm familiar with his name. He's a wrestler, yes?
And guys, if you've been around enough white people... you know what they call white boy fun.
Gotcha.
They do weirdo, like just stuff like this. Oh, they said
the Chris Rock stuff was 2022, was it? Was it 2 years? Okay.
Okay, see
that's why I love my audience.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just like, that's way longer than that.
It actually did. Okay. Yeah. So what happened last year? Something pretty sure happened. Like coming out naked in front of an audience. A booty bandits. Yeah.
Could be too. Listen, I'm just...
I ain't put a magazine on your
back. Oh, he has a son. I didn't know he has... See, I didn't even know he had kids.
See, when you got kids and you do... you know, I'm like, what do my kids think of me? Mm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, for instance, Mama Dot threw me under the bus recently.
What happened?
Okay? Odyssey buys some rainbow bagels.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly rainbow bagels that she used to eat in college and... And Eli came out of the room. I can hear him in the basement. Yo, don't let Dad see these bagels because these bagels is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Dad is going to say these bagels is gay. And so Eli know me. I don't know where he picks up these bad habits from.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, I come out of the room. I'm like, yo, who bought these gay bagels? Because they clearly were gay bagels.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? They laughed about it. The next morning, Mama Dot, she got a hot cup of tea. Mm-hmm. And she made one of these bagels. And I could smell it because she put some jelly on it, some smuckers and shit. So you know me, you know, I looked around. I said, the kids are sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Hook me up one of the bagels.
Mm-hmm.
And she hooked me up one of the bagels. Mm-hmm. I ate it. It was delicious. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to lie. After I ate the bagel, I felt happy.
Mm-hmm.
I felt artsy. I felt I want to dance with somebody. I was just in a great, great mood. And then when Eli comes out of the room, Mama Doc can go, you know your dad just ate the gay baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm like, and Eli stood on business, didn't he?
I'm like, Eli stood on business. God, I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah.
That was like a humiliation ritual. And she threw me right into it.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? Then Odyssey gets the back word. Oh, now you want to eat my baby. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And I just for the record, I didn't taste the rainbow. I pooped the rainbow.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So that was my humiliation ritual. Just this week. You know what I mean? So
estrogen laced baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodness, man.
It definitely was. I'm going to dance with somebody. I'm loving the heat. I was just like in a good mood. I started painting and shit. I, you know, yeah. goodness. Stay away from the gay bagels.
So, final verdict on the John Cena thing, you think it was a humiliation?
I think it was part of a humiliation.
This is what I want to say. I found very interesting. A lot of these terms are like into the public lexicon, like it's nothing now. Like, yes. I'm seeing regular podcasts and regular like people who don't.
Yes, was I this noticed a that.
Humiliation ritual? I'm seeing yes. it. So, like, that's why I'm just kind of like.
Yes, yes.
Because this is what I feel starting to happen. I feel we're starting to see, because there's so much information out there, I think a lot of these things are becoming like manufactured conspiracies.
Okay, so elaborate a little bit.
So manufacturing conspiracy, so everybody can talk about it, so everybody can think we're on to something when they're actually doing something
else
over here, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And these terms have really been offered by us mm-hmm. collectively in yeah. the Hotep community.
Yeah.
And so now they're bleeding down, which tells me a couple of things. They're listening,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have no information. They don't know shit. Until we decide to tell them something. Mm-hmm. And then they run with these terms on their platforms like they're smart at the end of the day.
Yeah, because I'm really...
Because conspiracy theorists over the last 4 years have been up.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Tell me I'm wrong.
That's true, too.
All conspiracy theorists have been up. I don't care what nobody say. So...
Very true.
Yeah. And then also, it definitely... When you bust a term down so much,
the word woke. Think about that.
Right, right. It loses its vibratory
think about
potency.
That. Yeah,
and then it just becomes a word, and then they be looking for the next word to yeah. So I can see that as well.
Like, I'm looking at these like conservative podcasts. I'm gonna say, what the hell?
Yeah, yeah,
about
yeah. They're using a lot of buzzwords.
Just me.
Yes.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So, Troy and Rashad from Earn Your Leisure, they developed a financial literacy curriculum that's set to roll out across 10 public schools in the Bronx.
10 public schools in the Bronx.
So, this is from an article from Afrotech. It says... during an interview with Bloomberg, Rashad and Troy revealed that they are piloting financial literacy courses in 10 public high schools in the Bronx, New York City. Reflecting on their own adolescence, they recalled the lack of exposure to such education. They have also observed minimal change in schools today, reinforcing the importance of the curriculum. That is a good point.
That's a very good program, and they are absolutely correct.
Yes.
The school system, as we know, is not teaching you true survival skills. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Banking, credit,
taxes,
yeah. all the things that you're going to need as you step into the so-called real world.
Mm-hmm.
And so by them now integrating with a curriculum that deals with finances, especially for inner city youth, because that's the conversation. I talk about this in Urban Culture Decoded. About the conversation that needs to be had. No, I'm sorry. I talk about it in our ebook, The 12 Principles of Starting a Family Business, mm-hmm. About the conversation that needs to be had at the dinner table in a Black community and in a white community, where the white family can sit around and talk stocks, trades, life insurance, and those conversations are had. And so their children grow up with just a different understanding mm-hmm. of those concepts. And we don't have those conversations at our table, if we have a table. And so starting these conversations in high school, which is kind of late,
yeah,
but it's still important and right on time. And this is the pilot. From what I was listening to them, they said they're going to broaden this out to other, you know what I'm saying, grades. Now, side note, your brother Marcus has also a program. It's a smaller scale mm-hmm. program where he's teaching children. It's
younger children.
Younger children. Yeah. About real estate and finance. And he has an ebook coming mm-hmm. out as well. We'll have him on the show as a guest
yes.
when all that stuff is lined up.
Yes, yes.
So kudos to Earn Your Leisure for initiating something that I think is more important than just bringing a hip hop artist
in. Yeah, that changes the game.
That changes the game.
And like actually, you know, putting your money where your mouth is, creating curriculum for students, for the ones that's going to be like the next, you know, generations. I think that changes the game.
I think it changes
the game. I think it does more than having Steve Harvey at a conference telling you anything.
Absolutely.
Personally.
To be honest, because when you have Steve Harvey there, and this is not a knock on them, because I think they should have somebody like you on this show. I really do. Why they always swing for the, why they can't help the young guys out who have programs, Black Family Biz, speaking about family business. Don't bring me on the show.
Okay.
Like, because you know you're going to have to denounce me.
One day.
Some Farrakhan ish, you're going to have to step out.
I don't agree with the teachings.
I do not agree with the teachings of
Black Dot.
I'm ready to go to the Jewish Museum right now.
You know what I'm saying? Take a trip to Israel. To learn.
What's in your back pocket?
My yarmulke.
Yarmulke.
You know what I'm saying? Just
you got to have that ready at all times. And you're going to have to denounce the teachings. Yeah. And then, like I said, you tell them, look, my father's sick. He don't remember names, dates, because all of this is true.
This is all documented, fact.
He has a 30% accuracy rate on anything he talks about, his hemoglobin. I want to denounce him and move on to people who are willing to help. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So, but, you know... Yeah. So, but having Steve Harvey's got me swinging for the fences. Look at all that space between me, who paid $1,000 to come to your conference, which is all I had.
You're right.
Man, I got to get this business started for $1,000 right now.
I always think
Steve Harvey.
I always think like, okay, you spent your last $1,000 to get there. What do you leave with?
Nothing.
Yeah.
But just rock. And then, you know, as we were talking about generational wealth, for $9.95, you know, I could put you on the road to generational wealth. You mean for $995?
How?
Well, give me two of them generational wealth packages. Shit, you know, give me two, three of them. Right? And so it's a lot of space. So it's a lot of hope and rah-rah. And it doesn't seep down into the integrity of people. But this program.
Yeah, that, listen.
Earn
that,
your leisure. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That changes the conversation. That just changes your thought process, the conversations. Like, just going forward.
Yes.
After high school, you're going to college, you might pick a major. You might not want to start a business, but you might pick a major that is going to just help you more financially. You
know, not only
different
that.
Different skills. You're probably learning you learn how to think differently once you have a foundation.
And with all of the social, you starting, what do you call it, influencers. You come out, you might be an influencer right away and make a lot of money, but not know what to do with that money.
Yeah.
So kudos, again, I'm saying it a third time so that somebody can tag on your leisure.
Yeah.
Don't tag JT the pocket watcher.
Oh, I want to
do not tag him in this.
I want to know what he gonna say.
Don't do that.
No, I mean, this is something like
no. This is something. This is dope.
You can't hate on that, JT.
Yeah, this is dope. And so I'm hoping that it becomes a program that goes all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Big up to these
he's
guys.
Starting in the Bronx. Starting on the turf.
Yes, of course. I'm
starting on the turf.
Where they from? Yeah,
that's what's up.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So yesterday, right, as we were preparing for the show, we were combing because it was slim pickage yesterday.
Yeah, some slim pickage.
Slim pickage yesterday. It was crazy. But in on the white side of Twitter, didn't notice what's happening. Apparently, there's been a mystery happening with is that Prince Harry's wife? No, that's not. That's Prince William's wife.
Okay.
Middleton, I think it was.
Middleton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whole big conspiracy because I think she went in for abdominal surgery a few months ago and nobody has seen her since.
Is she actually missing?
That's what people are speculating because nobody's seen her. And then they posted a picture yesterday, right? Or she posted a picture yesterday, in a family. And then internet sleuths got to it. They said, this is clearly edited, clearly Photoshopped. This picture wasn't even from that day you said it was.
Oh, man. Okay.
They tried to say the husband took the picture and stuff like that. It was like, hell no, this was clearly put together. So that even AP and Reuters said this picture was altered.
Wow. Wow.
So
okay.
They notified people, like, don't share it because something's going on. So that aided to the conspiracy of something might be going on.
Okay. So give me a day or two to go down my TikTok, operatives and see what they have to say is going on. Because I'm a part of a special TikTok group. I put a special password on top of, like, the normal password to get in. I got a little secret. Yeah. And it takes me deep into what's really going on. And I'll report on that.
Somebody said, watch Tisa Tells. She knows everything on this. Okay.
Yeah, Tisa Tells. She's good, too.
She's good, too.
Her voice is a little annoying, but she's good. She's good.
Yeah, I didn't know none of this was going on. Speaking of white Twitter and black Twitter, there's a Hulu doc coming out called Black Twitter.
Yeah, I heard about it.
And I'm not going to watch it. It looks terrible.
Does it?
It looks absolutely
awful. Are they making fun of us?
No. They have all of the
names that you hate.
The intellectuals, the Amanda Seals, Jamila Lemieux, Jamel Hill, all of those names. Who, in my opinion, if you've been on Twitter long enough, those people don't move Twitter. It's the regular people that move quote-unquote black Twitter.
Yeah.
Those ones are the pseudo-intellectuals, the ones that, you know them.
Yeah.
When they showed all the names, it was just like every single one of y'all I hate. And I'm not watching this. I'm not going to be a part of this. They're going to whitewash the history of black Twitter, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
And I'm just not with it.
All right. But somebody out there will watch it.
Yeah.
And give us a...
Let me know what y'all think.
Yep.
Let me know what y'all think. It's
absolutely.
Black Twitter don't even like them. How y'all speak of us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just me.
No, I like it.
All right. But we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Quick commercial break?
Oh, we're going to keep going. We can keep going, bro. We got more stories to cover here, bro. All right. So
that's cool.
Let's get to some more stuff. What did you think about Sean King turning... he converted to Islam.
Sean King, that's...
Like, now he's really Talcum X.
Talcum X.
Now he's really...
Yeah. Adam Clayton Powder.
Yeah, now he's...
Kareem. They're calling him...
Kareem.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Oh, yeah, but now he's really... I think this is just self-aggrandizement. Mm. You know what I'm saying? This is him trying to really, really... put himself. Now, don't get me wrong. White people can be Muslim.
He's black, though.
White people can be Muslim.
Yes.
But the lessons say, you know what I'm saying, they got to study 35 to 50 years before they can call themselves Muslim sons. So him coming in, he's got to study 35 to 50 years before I even consider him a Muslim son.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? My duty is to take four devils off the planet.
Yeah.
According to my teachings. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I'm just saying. And Elijah Muhammad said the white man cannot be reformed.
Mm.
Cannot.
Mm.
Under any circumstances. So, I'm confused, you know. But when Malcolm went to Mecca and saw white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed devils...
Mm-hmm.
I ate from the bowl of blonde-haired, blue-eyed devil.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mixture of things. And then Scientology. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's not Islam.
But they subscribe to that. The Nation of Islam.
That's not all Muslims, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm mixing it
no,
in.
No, you
there.
Don't do that.
I'm
don't do that.
It in there. Just saying.
Don't do that.
I mean, so if they can rock with Scientology, he can be Muslim.
Somebody said, is that Sammy Sosa? That's funny.
That does look like Sammy Sosa in, like, first glance.
Yeah.
What's
really wrong with this dude, though? Like, he could be very genuine in him, like, converting.
You think so?
Could be. But just knowing his history, just knowing, like, him...
Somebody said El Wheat Shabazz.
That's funny. Just knowing, like, how he tries to put himself in front of, like, every single event that's happening. Said he was going to, you know, call for a ceasefire and, like, every...
Yes.
And, you know,
yes.
I'm just... I don't know if I buy it from him.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I buy that.
I don't know if I buy it from him specifically.
Yeah.
Just me.
Yeah.
Personally.
Just saying.
But, you know, we'll see.
We will see.
Somebody just mentioned it in the chat. The Andrew Tate and his brother, they got arrested.
Again.
And this time it was for, hold on, I want to get, if sexual aggression in 2015, I believe. So that lends to the, and apparently I think this happened 10 years ago, and these charges, these accusations were declined from criminal prosecution by the UK courts, but then they were crowdfunded into a civil prosecution.
What?
So, like, that's weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's...
Yeah, that's starting to get very weird.
That's, you know, that feels like y'all, they're trying to railroad these two.
Yeah, yeah, and they're not going to stop until they do.
Yeah, and I don't get why. Like, I'm not sure if what they do to push the needle. A lot of people watch them. I see some of the clips.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Like,
and I like him because he doesn't bite his tongue on how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily have to agree with everything. Yeah. He says, but when you speak your truth as you see it, I respect that. And that's what these platforms are supposed to be about.
Mm-hmm.
But they're always trying to control the narrative somehow, some way. Like Steve Canal sends me a video and today there's no sound on it.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So, you know, like, and what we were saying was on point as far as I was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we know, you know, involvement. And so when they can do that, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know? Now we could take a commercial break.
Somebody called him Noble Drew Aluminum.
That's funny.
That's funny, too.
Noble Drew Aluminum.
That's funny, too. And then somebody said that Amanda Seals isn't so bad. She's just annoying to me. She always, like, recycles these diet woke points to me, personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't get with her. Like,
What you got to understand, remember, I always tell you perspective is so important. From where you're sitting,
mm-hmm.
it's diet woke.
Yeah.
From the people who are just trying to catch up, those are jewels.
Yeah.
Because so, one person's jewel is another person's.
But in 2020, I just feel I always say this. We need, especially if you're going to be a person of influence, you're an influencer, we need to be more politically mature now.
Okay.
So you just saying Republican bad, Democrats good. That's not going to cut it anymore.
It's going to have to be some substance.
Yeah, it's going to have to be something behind that now for me to really take your point serious now.
Yes.
Because even my man, he just sent me a clip of Candace Owens on Patrick Bed Davis podcast. And he was just like, yo, what's up with her lately? Like, because she's been going off. Like, she's been going mm-hmm. off on the JOO. And her boss is a big JOO. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, either she has... you know, politically just kind of just growing up to see like what's really happening here, or she's just trying to get fired, or both.
Or it's a part of the agenda because the JOOs are very smart.
That could be it
too.
So
there needs to be some kind of, like, you have freedom to say these things because even what she's saying is nothing of grand significance.
That's true too.
So I always try to look at, you know, the whole nine yards with that.
That's true, too. So now we'll take a quick commercial break.
Now we'll take a quick commercial break and get back at it. Don't go nowhere.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Raw sugar, from hair care to body wash to lotions and more, is made with real ingredients for a raw clean that infuses your senses with raw joy. Made with cold-pressed extracts from clean, good-for-you ingredients, raw sugar refreshes your hair, body, and soul, lifting your spirit, boosting your energy, and making you feel like, well, your rawest self. Raw sugar, available at your local Target.
To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one father and son podcast.
And we're back.
Yes, we are back in the mix. Shout out, Ascendant Infinite Goddess.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Somebody said they're sending out a search party for Reek Judah. You're not going to find him over in these parts.
Not in these parts.
Not in these mm-hmm. parts. He been.
I'm sending out an APB for Brother Oba. Haven't heard from the God in a minute.
I saw a couple posts on IG.
Okay, all right. Yeah. We got to get the God on.
Yeah.
And have him break down some stuff, see what's going on in the world.
Yes, yes.
Maybe he knows something about the Haiti situation.
Oh, word.
You know.
I would love to hear his. All, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nobody tells better stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
Than Brother Oba. I'm absolutely, sorry.
Yeah.
I could sit and listen for hours and hours.
Absolutely.
So we'll get him on. Side note, Brother Ani Asuri.
Yes, Asuru. Go ahead.
Asuru?
Yeah, Asuru. Like that, it's a U. It's not an I in his name.
It's not an I in
his no.
name. Okay, Asuru. Ani Asuru. Oh, the I is at the end of Ani. Yeah, yes, A and I moved the letters. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry about that, God. He has a new video out, and it's dealing with all kind of stuff. I'm going to give you just a quick update.
That's going to be in the membership?
It's going to be in the membership by the morning.
Okay.
It should have been in the membership.
No.
Somebody
has to. I'm tired of you.
Somebody has been doing his job.
I'm tired.
All right, this is going to be dealing with the Rothschild death, the military guy who put himself on fire, Ryan Garcia, and the Jake Paul stuff, Caitlin Clark, the basketball dude, girl, slash, and more.
Okay.
Yeah, all of that in the membership tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. For members only.
So speaking of the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul stuff, did you guys see the rules about that fight?
Dude, things just got very weird.
Yeah, they got to wear headgear and...
They can wear, first of all, he has to weigh in. They don't have to weigh in.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Jake Paul can wear headgear. He cannot. And then Jake Paul can tap in his brother.
Yeah.
Who's also wearing headgear.
Yeah.
And Mike Tyson has to be tested for substances, but they don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't have signed
that. And Mike is taking this fight. Jeez.
I wouldn't have signed that.
I mean, I clearly said Mike is going to beat this caveman without even trying, but now the caveman is doing what the caveman does. Cheating.
Yeah.
All kind of different rules for the white man. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the brother got to go by a different set of rules. Nah, son.
Yeah.
Nah, son. Letitia Lovely say on the U.S. Nah, son.
Yeah, that looks trash.
Nah, son. So, I ain't going for it.
I'm not. I wasn't going to watch it anyway, but now I'm definitely going to watch it.
I mean, it's on Netflix. I'd give it a look. I'd give them my attention. You know,
but no, that sounds whack.
I'd give them my attention.
That sounds whack. No, thank you.
Yeah.
So, guys, it has been 4 years since the world announced that there was a pandemic happening.
What was the actual date?
I believe it was March 12th.
March 12th.
I think that's when they shut down the NBA. I think it was March 12th, 2020.
Okay, NBA shut down. Okay, got you. Interesting.
4 years. And, right, so remember, Rudy Gobert, they it was weird. They blamed it on him. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Right. Like,
he touched the mics.
He touched all the mics.
And everybody was like, oh, my gosh, now everything got to be shut down. And they were literally, like, blaming him.
Because then his player, one of his teammates, caught COVID.
Yeah. So then they were saying, like, this was...
Yeah, he did this.
It was his fault. But recently, around the same time, Rudy Gobert was like back in the news because he got into it with a ref.
Foster.
Yes, he said the ref was like, he incentivized to, you know.
Yeah.
He made
a call, I think, fouled him out. And Joey Foster, the one that ain't, the one Chris Paul hates.
Yes.
He did like this to insinuate that it was money involved.
Yeah.
Betting. Because everybody's betting on games now and things of that nature. And how ironic.
Yeah.
Coincidence is the language of the answers that 4 years later, Colbert is back in the news with a $100,000 fine.
Yep.
Interesting stuff.
Somebody said almost turn up the volume?
Almost to the
day. Oh, no, that's turn up your volume. I'm about to say,
that's turn up your volume.
Yeah, I'm about to say, we good, man.
We good here.
We've been chilling. So I just thought that was kind of crazy because my Facebook memories came up and that was show 86 that we did.
We
had Rudy Gobert on the cover with the vid.
Wow.
Picture as well. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
Speaking of that, our podcast anniversary is coming up too.
Our podcast is in
March 17th.
March 17th.
March 17th.
How about that?
Yeah, that was the first, I think that was the first episode, or the first time we went live.
Uh-huh.
And we said, the podcast is coming, and then the next week we did the first podcast.
Ain't that something?
2018, in fact.
Man, it's been a long time. I'm tired of your ass, bro.
Listen, man, I'm tired of you. Go. time to go.
It's time to go.
It's time to go.
It's time to go, man. You got to fly, Pelican, fly. Listen, you got to get up. How long? Yeah, shit. I done served my community.
I think you did.
Enough.
Hey, listen. It's before we even get to that point, but I want to thank you here because I woke you up, obviously. Said, I need you to do this podcast with me.
So this is your vision?
Yeah, and you were just like, I got you, son. And I was like, thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. I'll accept that. Yeah. I'll accept these things.
So let's get to some more stuff.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, Kanye, Carnival, number one.
Carnival. Yeah.
Number one.
That's a mean song, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
mean. Number
first
one.
First of all, that album is mean.
It grows on you.
It's mean.
It grows on you. Like, the more you hear it, the more you go.
They said volume two is going to be better.
We'll see. We'll see, man.
That's what I'm hearing. But the significance of this, he was number one, independently done.
And they were trying to shadow ban him,
stop him.
Yeah.
And he still, because at the end of the day, it's the voice of the people are the ones who are supposed to decide whether you're canceled or not. And so this whole J-O-O thing has lost its luster because, in my humble opinion, Kanye's the winner.
Mm-hmm.
He stood tall in the fire like nobody else did. He looked behind him. Nobody was behind him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He went toe-to-toe, you know what I'm saying, with the J-O-O's, and he... you know what I mean? Persevered. He also went to his Twitter and went in on Adidas.
It was on Instagram.
Instagram, okay.
So I'm not going to read the whole thing. He said, this number one is for you. He said, Rich, Ty, Cardi, and the supporters that stood by us through everything, this number one is for you. It's for the people who won't be manipulated by the system, F Adidas, and everybody who works there or with them. Anyone who goes to the school with anyone whose parents work with Adidas, just know they tried to destroy me, and we are here with the number one song in the world. Like the fake dude who I saw in the lobby at the Ritz that works at GOAT. You don't stand for nothing. F everybody who works at the Daily Mail. F everybody at the fashion houses that sided with Gabby.
You, plus your mama.
And
your
Hailey Bieber. F everyone who every Christian that watched me have my kids taken out of my control. F Drake for taking Dirk. He just needed, he just went.
Fuck you, fuck your mama.
He just needed to throw a shot at Drake.
Fuck your grandmama. Yeah. Fuck your grandmama's grandmama. Fuck the kids who ain't been born yet. He just went off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, but again, when you go number one independently, now, let me tell you, this is also significant because all these other artists are afraid to do what he did.
Oh, yeah.
And still persevere and come up number one. They are integrated into the system and they are afraid to even touch that independent water because the system has them so locked in. And so what he did, again, very significant. You know what I mean? And then he's going to leverage that and put out a whole new sneaker brand. And he's going to do some amazing things because he can.
Yeah.
And he can be an anomaly, or you guys can line up and get behind him some kind of way. Because the music, art is supposed to be about the artists and the music and the people.
Yeah.
When corporations take it over, corporations rule everything around me. Cream,
yeah.
It dilutes what music, the muse, the sound, the vibration, independent thought, freedom, all of that stuff is supposed to come through your artist. Not just your vocal artists, your dancers, the people who do pictures. That's supposed to mean something. And once they co-opt art,
yeah,
you have nowhere to go. You're trapped.
Yeah.
Especially as original people, because we are spiritual beings and everything physical is a reflection of our thoughts using geometrical patterns that take form by sound, by art, by dance, by image. And so that's how we make things manifest in the physical world.
Yeah.
And when you have a safety net over that, we're trapped. You know what I mean? And so it's important that he does that and stand up. You don't have to like Kanye's politics or he dated. I'm not talking about none of that earthbound stuff, which we all get trapped into because we're here. I'm talking about go above that and look at what he just did. He just beat the system.
Yeah.
Quiet as cat.
And I think Vlad was on somewhere talking, like, debating if he could do that independently.
And he did.
Yeah, he did. Yo, it's so funny with him because he gets really righteous when it's anything to do with his religion.
Of course.
Like, anybody else, he's promoting degeneracy. He's interviewing any rapper, talking about killing anybody, talking about robbing anybody.
Because programmed to do that.
The minute he gets... Want
you to celebrate all of that negativity about yourself. But here's a line.
Yeah.
You better not cross this line. And same thing with Rosenberg.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of them dudes. You know, what's this guy, the fucking guy, you know?
Michael Rapaport.
Rapaport, you know, you piece of shit, you know what I'm saying? Him. All of them dudes, they stay clear on their line, and that's why we came out with the KDL shirts, because we got to be clear on our lines, and we got to be clear on the artists that we support who still represent freedom in their voice and freedom in their music. Side note, Bella Sloan, or Sloan Bella, whichever one lives. She said that that's not Kanye.
Oh.
She said she sees in her visions.
That's what she does.
Her visions. Him locked in a basement somewhere with his feet kicked up. He don't know where he's at.
Oh.
And he don't know what's going on.
Oh, gosh.
And so it's like two or three of them out here, you know, could they use. Mm. And that brings me to the Michael Jackson situation. There's been a lot of talk lately that Michael Jackson...
allegedly.
Okay. Died in 1979, hanging out with Liz Taylor in a party. And the one we've seen since then is a clone, or was a clone, which means Fareem Muhammad, what's the dude?
The bodyguard?
The bodyguard was in on
allegedly
the death of the clone of Michael Jackson.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that's going around as well.
Oh,
Candace Owens is talking to. She said, I can no longer talk about this.
What?
Yeah,
I missed that.
Oh, yeah. She went in.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it's a lot going on out here in the pull your shoulder out world.
Oh, I got to.
You know what I'm saying?
I like this one.
I'm warming up.
Yeah, I like that type of stuff.
Come on, champ. Champ, nobody better than you with pulling your shoulder. You damn right. You got this, champ. Just go on in there and pull your shoulder out the way you know.
I didn't hear that. Oh, my God.
It's a lot going on.
Apparently, Northwest is coming out with an album.
I like it.
Elementary school dropout. Is she in school? Like, is this a real?
She is in school, but he's asking them to take her out of them fancy schools because he said those are the indoctrination, especially in them Hollywood schools. Mm. He's saying, get my daughter, my kids out of that system. So I know where he's going with that. But I liked her little taste on the... on Vultures too. I'm not sure I want to hear a whole album that, but I'm not the audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
The audience would be, you know, kids along that area. And she definitely has the artist gene, you know what I'm saying? You know, through dad.
That'd be cool.
And so, yeah. Anything, any connection with you and your children that creates a bond, even if they just go to the studio and work on something together.
Yeah, just watch you.
And watch is memorable for her. And so I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all.
All right.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
I don't know if you guys have been paying attention. The last few shows, I've asked this question out loud. What's going on with all these planes, man, like falling out the sky, doors falling off, wheels falling off, tipping over on the runway? You know, just stuff happening, right? Mm-hmm. Little planes is crashing. It just feels like there's a lot happening with flight. With planes. So a former Boeing employee and whistleblower, John Barnett, raised serious concerns over the company's production standards. He was like one of like the people who oversee the manufacturing process and stuff like that.
Yes.
He said like they would just start to tell people get some scraps to put it on the plane and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
He said that like I forget what percent of the masks that come down won't even work.
Wow.
Yeah, he says crazy. Apparently, he has been found unalived. And they said it was due to self-inflicted shot.
Right, because of all the stress of him telling this truth.
Yeah.
Which obviously was a lie. He unalied to himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Right on
and
time.
And somebody made a good point. They said he's been fighting this for a little while now. And now all this news is coming out about these planes, this proof of what he's been saying.
Yeah.
So now, like,
you don't think he would know? Look at the credibility level from which he's speaking.
No, but they're saying, like, so now all of a sudden he just decided now when
now.
The world now is
catching up to what he's saying.
Up with what he's saying.
Now he can't deal with the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. I think, again, my shoulders loose, y'all.
Okay. All right.
That they're doing something with the navigations. I think the Earth is in a polar shift or something, and the navigation from a lot of these planes and helicopters is off. Or I think they have the ability to shoot a beam at any particular aircraft they want to disorient your navigation.
I think it's much simpler than that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's much simpler than that. I think they're trying to centralize travel.
That could be a good point.
Yeah.
That could be a good point.
Yeah, I think they...
Sometimes it's just very simple. Yeah. they're trying to... Yeah, yeah, could be that. Could be that. I'm going to go with my navigation because, you know, the Earth is going through a shift.
Yeah, yeah.
And therefore, they can, you know... Where are we, son? We shouldn't be going north.
No, because
it says you're going
this
south.
This is like prime problem reaction solution
it is,
stuff.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
It is.
That's only my reason for that.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to debate that.
So just
sometimes you can overthink things.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I appreciate your
okay.
Your take on that. It's kind of wild what you're saying. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, I remember I was talking about Nikki Haley, and I was like she's clearly losing. Like, who is funding her race? She actually just dropped out of the race. And then,
has she endorsed Donald Trump yet?
Though? No, I don't think so.
Okay. That's important.
That is important.
When you drop out.
Yo, but I'm still curious, like, what's going to happen because, like, I just don't see them two racing again.
Who?
Biden and Trump going at it again.
Okay, so
I just don't see it. Like,
so what are we up for, Malcolm? Pull your shoulder out. Come
I told
on now.
You're
a junior shoulder puller out. Come on now.
Well, I told you that I think that both of the candidates are going to be replaced by June. I said June or July.
Said June or July. I'll accept either one.
So I don't know, you know, what's going to happen then, but, you know, we'll see.
Okay, so not Biden and not Trump. Mm-hmm. Two new candidates.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. So you got to think then. So something leading up to that, something crazy has to happen between then.
Could happen in which both of those candidates, they're not going to send an ex-president to jail. So
that's not happening. Yeah,
that's not happening.
I don't think that happens.
I'm watching the way Trump moves around the country. I've never seen a vice president with this kind of, he'd be having 32 cars with him.
You're talking about former president, yes.
Former president.
Yeah.
So what's that about? And then our actual president,
mm-hmm.
the vice president, you could run up on and be like, bitch, where my money
at? Yeah.
Back in the days, bitch, you know you owe me, you know.
Blow and he'll fall over.
Yeah. This is real crazy, you know. So that makes me wonder, you know, where the country really is.
He just posted, Trump just posted like a commercial, and it was Biden saying, you know, I'm not a young guy. And then it shows him falling over, forgetting what he was saying.
Well, dude, he has plenty of cannon fodder
mm-hmm.
for that. Plenty. Plenty of that.
Yeah. So we'll see. We will see. What did you think about the Kobe statue having misspellings? I think that's kind of wild, right?
That's a death. Desecration of his image.
Hmm.
The statue, which is in stone.
Yeah.
What were the misspellings?
You know? I think it was teammates, like former teammates' names and stuff like that. This is like little stuff that if you're a fan, you're going to catch.
Okay. And they misspelled teammates' names. Mm-hmm. Did they at least get his name right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming they did that. Yeah. So to me, that has to go through. So many people have to okay this,
mm-hmm.
in my humble opinion, it's a desecration. And it's a subtle desecration.
Mm.
And remember, they unveiled the statue
mm-hmm.
on damn near the anniversary of mm-hmm. the crash.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And so they do that as a little, you know, to themselves. And so, come on. Now you got to remove the statue or I just think it's disrespectful.
Okay.
No, I'm lined up correctly because it's in stone.
Yeah, no, I'm inclined to agree with that because I think that is weird.
Yeah,
weird. I randomly, I don't know what happened. I randomly watched them how they engrave headstones.
Yes.
And that is a process, yo.
Yes.
A whole statue like that with that amount of importance to go in front of the Staples Center.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you would think that a lot of quality control has to go through.
Man, we have to make sure this is correct because this is a martyr
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe is a martyr.
Yeah.
He almost surpassed Michael Jordan
yeah.
in the sense because you can't beat death.
Yeah.
LeBron could never pass. If LeBron had 13 titles, he couldn't pass Kobe because Kobe is, it's like Jay-Z keep pushing Biggie further and further out with every accomplishment. And Tupac is so far out in the stratosphere because of the modernism, modernism or whatever you call it.
Yeah, I was so it's okay.
You,
it's okay.
Good. You know,
I got what you were saying.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I got what you're trying to say.
As Red Pill said, no, I'm talking about. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? And so, you got to get that right. You got to get that right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
crazy.
That's crazy. That's bad.
Real quick, going back to the presidency, apparently Aaron Rodgers said he might be JFK, RFK Jr.'s running mate.
This is what I'm hearing.
The hell is it?
Okay, but he be on shrooms.
This is true.
He be on ayahuasca.
This is true.
He just be straight up and so anything could be coming out of his mouth.
This is true, because he be wildin'.
Yeah, he be wildin'.
NFL is going through, wild moves. They making it happen on the NFL.
Yeah, they got to, man. That free agency is popping.
Yeah.
They putting a lot of money out there. A lot of money.
Jeez. I know a lot of Giants fans is pissed. Because
Saquon Barkley?
Yeah, apparently Tiki Barber said you're dead to me now. What's wrong with Tiki?
Dude, come on, bro. Come on.
What's wrong with Tiki Barber?
And first of all, that's my homies. That's their nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Ty and Dave, that's their actual nephew.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
And you like to claim him when he's doing well.
No, I claim Jaylen Brown when he's doing well. Jaylen Brown is doing well. I'm like, that's my nephew because I'm from Philly. But he ain't. I go, I don't know that nigga. Yeah. Mm-mm. He had what? 7 points? Mm-mm. I don't know that little nigga. Yeah. And so, but you got to, listen, it's money time.
Yeah.
The Giants released you or said we not, what do you want me to do? I'm going to get my money. Now, people probably say he should have went somewhere else. Nah. I'm going to stick it in your face.
Yeah, because them teams don't show no loyalty.
Cowboys didn't do nothing, son. We didn't get the bookkeeper. We got nothing.
Yeah.
We didn't get Derrick Henry. We got nothing.
Yeah, he went to the Ravens. So it's going to be kind of tough.
That's going to be real tough.
Kind of tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
This story was funny. Bishop Lamar Whitehead, remember the guy from Brooklyn who got robbed?
Nothing funny about God's people.
The guy who got Check robbed yourself. On live stream, who was...
Yeah, yeah.
He had all the jewels and he was driving around in Bentleys and stuff like that. Well, he was found guilty on all charges in a Manhattan court, federal court on Monday. He was charged with defrauding an elderly woman and trying to extort a business person while boasting his ties to Mayor Adams.
Yes, yes. So, and I mean, when the story broke.
And you saw the picture.
I said, that nigga's guilty.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. I'm using really good, judgment of character.
Yeah, absolutely.
I look into the camera and go,
yeah.
That nigga did that shit.
Yeah, he did that shit.
And he just looked like, you know what I'm saying? Because God wanted his people.
God love me.
God love
me. Who am I?
I saw him on Instagram or TikTok right after that.
Yeah.
And he was saying, I was found guilty.
Yeah.
But, when you had the butt in there, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people are worried about me. I'm good.
Yeah.
God loves me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, you can't be out here robbing old people of their life savings. He can't be doing that.
Yeah.
I looked into his eyes and said, I don't see God in there nowhere.
Yeah, at all.
I see the devil.
At all, man.
And people got on my case. No, he do good in the community. I was at his church. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Reverend Lonnie Love. Yeah. Leon Lonnie Love. Absolutely.
Lonnie Love.
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break.
He's now going to yell.
He's going to yell. And we'll be right back. He gets sentenced on July 1st, actually.
July 1st?
July 1st.
That's a very important day.
That is a very important day. It's the best day.
It's the best day ever.
Ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show.
And we're back. What kind of count was that?
Yeah, that count was way off.
What kind of count was that?
Way off.
And we're back. Thank you guys for joining us here on a Tuesday. It's not our normal day.
Not our normal day.
But we appreciate you guys for being here.
Appreciate the support.
Sorry for messing up your schedules, your routines.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Your Monday routines. Like, but, you know, we're here, though.
We're here. We're here. Wanted to make sure we got a good show in for you to start the week off, give you something to chomp on.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Real quick, want to make an announcement. This week will be the last week I am offering the courses on Black Family Biz for free.
Yes, yes.
So go get them. If you got them already, they're yours.
Yes.
You got them. But yeah, this week will be the last week.
This week will be the last week they go back into the paid.
Yes, they go behind the wall after that.
Yeah, yeah.
So go get them. If you're interested, go get them.
Yep, yep. They say we need more skits, man.
We do need more skits. The next one, I'm directing.
He is directing the next one.
Next one, I'm directing, right? It came to me in a dream.
Came to him in a vision.
Came to me in a vision, so I'm directing that. So let's get to some more stuff.
Yep.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I saw a government, like, meeting, like, not court, like, you know what it is. Like, those, like, official press conferences things. Okay. And they were talking about how they were alerted, the Department of Defense, they were alerted of what could be like a huge invasion. And they said they used the word invasion of Haitian immigrants to the States as a result of
I know that happened. They're not serious, are they?
They're dead serious, yes.
They can't be serious with all these other goddamn people coming into this country.
Yep, yep.
You know what I'm saying? At least the Haitians fought for this goddamn country. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? With the Louisiana purchase. Yeah. Come on, they can't be serious.
Dead serious.
I know my FBA people are pissed right now.
Yeah.
What? I'm just keeping on the bean, bro.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I'm pissed. Like, it's getting out of hand.
Yeah.
And I'm not just singling out Haitian people.
A whole bunch of darkies are coming in.
But you know what's crazy? Watch if that does happen. If this does happen, watch the difference in how it's talked about.
Of course.
Watch how differently
of course
they are treated. Watch how more serious it's gonna get.
Yes,
you know what I'm
saying? Yes.
So, yeah.
Interesting stuff. And we're gonna see it play out in real time.
Absolutely, because this, we'll see, man. I saw a report about a new bill, and this is, like, you know, it's going somewhere else, but I saw a report about a new bill that could strip vax manufacturers of their liability protection.
Will that be retro?
I'm not sure.
Or is it going to be from, all right, we done killed so many, you know what I'm saying? From today on, we can be responsible. Because if my joint is retro, for those who suffered, to me, that would collapse the pharmaceutical
industry. That would collapse. So there was a rep, I forget out of what state, a representative, I forget out of what state, who is, like, introducing the bill. But I just thought, like you said, to introduce that kind of conversation, that would collapse everything.
Yeah, I mean, because the fact that there's no liability, then that's almost like a license to kill.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, when you go into a hospital of any sort and you sign over your rights for them to practice, remember, most of the shit is a practice. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You license them to practice on you. The consequences, there's only a liability for straight up malpractice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not signing saying you can just chop my head off or do whatever you want. But if there's, like, blatant malpractice, then you should be held accountable for that. And I understand. And I think the pharmaceuticals, because they're experimenting with chemicals and all of this stuff, there should be some liability. And like Dr. Layola Africa said, you know, and in my many private conversations with them and public, the only science is the science of melanin. So everything they're doing is to shut down the melanated people. And they have to keep changing because the melanin is a living, breathing thing. And so every year, they used to give the melanin conferences in Detroit for years because every year it would change. Process that.
Yeah.
The melanin inside your body, not just the pigmentation of your skin, the intelligent, the cosmic goo that you are, changes. And so the fight and race with these chemicals is to shut that down. That's all. And that's why when you look at the ingredients of oatmeal in this country, it's 57 ingredients. But in Europe, it's 4 ingredients.
Yeah.
Oats,
yeah,
and this and that, because yeah, they're dealing with non-melanated individuals. Yeah. Here, the chemicals
yeah
is to shut down the God gene.
I saw a meme. It said that the Haitian cannibal gang is coming to America because of how many obese people we have.
Oh, it's gonna be some barbecue meals here, goddammit. Oh yes.
Yeah.
As Shaq would say, barbecue.
Yo, Nazim Ali said, remember they was on horseback whipping Haitians? I remember that story.
I remember that as well.
I do remember that story.
I remember
wow
that as well. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, interesting.
And so...
And real quick, the guy's name, his name is Rep. Chip Roy out of Texas, who introduced that bill. It's called Let Injured Americans Be Legally Empowered Act.
Let...
Yes, yeah, a long name.
Injured Americans be, I was trying to see it, liable. Yeah.
Oh.
Something like that. Yeah.
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 Check you out. That's good.
You know, yeah, every now and then, you know, yeah, I put things together.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah
saying?
Check you out. Okay.
Figure that out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah. So that's what's going on. And the melanin, as was said in the comment section, is an intelligence, a super intelligence.
Mm.
And that's all they're trying to do, bro, is stay, especially the FBA. You know what I'm saying? These people here in America.
Yeah.
The true, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying, lost tribe of Shabazz. You know what I mean? And so we have something special that they've been trying to fight for years, but they just can't do it.
In the UK and in Britain, they are no longer prescribing puberty blockers to children due to severe negative effects.
Well, goddamn it. Yeah. How about that? You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I was watching the interview on Joe Rogan. I forget what the woman's name is. I'm gonna get it right now. Her name is Riley Gaines, right? She was the one that was speaking out against Leah Thomas, the swimmer, the male swimmer.
Yeah.
And she was just talking about, like, what they were doing to her because she wound up, like, tying with Leah Thomas
mm-hmm
in a race, right, in a swim. And she was just like, you 6'4", male, tie with me. I'm 5'5", I'm a woman, like a biological woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you tie, and then they said, like, we need to give him the trophy, or we need to give, you know, Leah the trophy, because they said when pictures are taken, when the camera's on, they need to see her or him with the trophy.
It's ridiculous.
And she was devastated, she said. Like, she was
absolutely,
like, completely devastated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, this is a sick white man disease.
Yeah, so
because you never see nobody, no women trying to go to the to the actual NBA.
Yep.
Or do it's always the other way around.
And then she said that in one of the races, it was like, you know, women, Leah Thomas, right, and like presenting as a woman. Then there was a woman who was presenting as a man in a male Speedo, nothing like on her chest, but they had to act. They had to, you know, talk to that person as a man. She was like, I'm looking at myself like, yeah, all right, maybe I'm the crazy one here. Like, mm-hmm, I have this man with a bulge head, and yes, I have this woman here who we need to treat as a man.
Yeah.
In the same race, like with us. And it's
yes
like, yo.
It's crazy, man.
Like, am I the crazy one here? Like,
we've been stuck on stupid for a long time. Side note, Italy has also been the first country to ban fake meat.
That's good. Clap that up.
No more Bill Gates fake meat in Italy. They're like, enough is enough of this shiz.
Yeah, that's good because that, the fake meat, is something wrong with that.
Dude, like, of course it is.
Like, it's fake meat. You know what I'm saying?
It's fake. Like, you better off eating a goddamn burger than all of the chemicals put in this to make the shit, you know.
Well, speaking of Joe Rogan, he was like an advocate of the carnivore diet, and that's like straight steaks and stuff like that.
Because he's in the end. Yeah,
that was an easy joke.
That was an easy one. He's a Neanderthal.
No, but apparently I did some reading on it. And apparently it does help some people, like
Neanderthals.
Yeah,
they can't be on the same diet you can.
Probably.
They just can't, bro. Yeah, they have to eat raw meat.
I didn't say raw.
Yeah, they savages. They shaved them down and taught them to speak, and here they are walking amongst you as civilized beings. And according to my teachings, I must take four of them off the planet.
You gotta chill.
I must take four of them off the planet.
Because YouTube is trying to mess with us. I don't know if you know. We didn't.
Just saying.
They be trying to mess with us. They be trying to like go back.
Oh, they going back
to some earlier episodes to try to mess with us and try to.
We got you. Yeah, we got you. 3 years ago, you said this.
Yeah.
Like, jeesh.
Crazy. Y'all remember when we got suspended off YouTube for a week?
Yeah, it was tough.
For something that now has been shown to be
true.
True.
Yeah, yeah. The audacity.
That's crazy.
The audacity.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Spring break has been canceled.
Oh, yeah, Miami.
Yeah.
And you know what? They deserve that.
They deserve that.
They deserve that.
They're out there wilding.
They deserve that. Last year, that dude got killed in front of a bar last year.
Yeah, just was. And I understand spring break is supposed to be, let's have some fun, but where they going with it now? And Miami's like, we're not having it anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are no longer having it. And the hotels are like, we are no longer booking you guys. And because the nature of this has to stop.
Yeah, like remember there was girls like leaving restaurants without paying.
Of
That's
course.
Rampant there.
Of course.
Yeah, it's hotels, fights in the street.
Yeah,
like I said, somebody got killed last year.
Chicks are flying down with no money to get back.
Yeah, yeah.
Nowhere to stay.
Yeah.
Just running up on dudes like, you know what I mean? So yeah, yeah. Side note, back with the fake food stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There is a donut shop in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
They touted themselves on having vegan donuts that were gluten-free.
Right.
That was a lie. Come to find out they was getting donuts from Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
Yes. And they were exposed recently.
No.
Putting different kind of sprinkles on their donuts. And they got exposed.
Oh.
So you out there thinking you eating healthy and you eating regular donuts.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder who exposed them for that. Like somebody who probably eats Dunkin'.
Works there.
Oh, okay, okay.
Somebody got fired.
Oh, yeah.
You know, had to get going. You know what? I'm revealing the truth.
I'm going to be a whistleblower.
Walmart is charging $98 for the self-checkout now.
I'm confused.
Like you used to just be able to go to the self-checkout.
Yeah.
But too many people are scanning things for $6. That's $100. So now you have to pay a yearly fee.
Oh.
To use the self-checkout, $98.
I'm not mad at that.
So you can cover the cost of other people who take some big-ass PlayStation and scan it.
Oh, damn.
That's for $8.
Well, okay. Those problems could be easily fixed if you just take out the self-checkout, hire some actual cashiers.
Yeah, so they try to get advanced to move the lines along, and it's an honor system.
Yeah.
You expect me not? I'm on a budget.
Yeah, yeah.
Them $12 steaks is going for 99 cents a piece. Bing, bing. And you better mind your business over there, lady.
Yeah.
Go ahead and be a hero.
Yeah.
Go ahead and be a fucking hero.
Yeah.
See if I don't clock you upside your damn head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So come on now. Come on now. Yeah.
Self-checkout means you work for Walmart for a few minutes.
That's what it means.
Yeah, just hire somebody that helps the economy when you give people jobs anyway.
Yeah.
And it reduces the risk of theft.
Yeah, another side note, because, you know, I'll be like, you know.
Oh,
they suspended this kid because his mother had an OnlyFans page.
Okay, so Was it like, what was the reason for suspending him?
Because his mother had an OnlyFans page.
Well, like, you can't punish him. Was it like too much of a distraction? Like, all the kids knew about it?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I got a lawsuit going. I'm getting Ben Crump. If the kid is black. Kid is white, you might have to get Rubblestein or one of them, you know what I mean, to fight your case. But you can't discriminate against me.
That's fine.
I'm here for an education.
Yeah.
My mother's a grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. 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 Heard about that.
That's foul.
That's foul.
Yeah. Sheesh. No, but if this is too much of a distraction, because now, yo, guys, like, dude. The kids in these schools now, man,
are treacherous.
They are. They'll find it, bro.
They
will find
it. Back in my day, that's why your skills had to be sharp, which is snapping and back and forth. But these kids today, bro.
And play it.
Look, this is your mama. Me and my dad got an account. We watch your mama closely.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Especially if I'm coming into puberty, your mother's a legend. Come on, you can't have that. Those are literally I'm fighting the whole school.
I'm fighting for my life.
You know, I'm fighting for my life in here. Damn, like R. Kelly, I'm fighting for my life here, man. Yeah. I didn't do these things.
Yeah.
Man, you got to be, man. Shit, show me a picture.
Yeah, I saw this one girl. She had an OnlyFans, and then, like, her brother was saying, like, yo, everybody knows, like,
yes.
Showing me. Her brother was, like, in high school, so you know they were violating.
It's bad, man. It's bad.
You know they were violating him. Man. I was like, God damn.
Yeah. Side note, RIP rapper Boss out of Detroit. First female rapper signed to Def Jam. She passed away from renal failure and a stroke recently. So RIP a Boss out of Detroit.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, female rapper.
Oh, well, condolences. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
Especially for kidney failure. I'm tired of y'all, man. Y'all generation, man. Take care of yourselves, man.
Yeah. It's been a rough one, bro. It has
take
been
care
a rough
yourselves,
one.
Man.
I'm trying to champion on for those who need to persevere and show through everyday life that you can persevere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want to, in time, introduce, you know, some concepts that I've been working on silently about that. But, you got to take care of yourself, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think about the LSU South Carolina women's game?
I rocks with South Carolina because my girl, what's the coach's name? Dawn Staley.
Yes.
That is her name?
I think so.
Yeah. She's about it.
Yeah, I like her. Yeah.
They ain't lost in like 2 years. Yeah. They about it.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah, I like her.
But I also like Reese.
Yeah, yeah.
She about it.
Yeah. Yo, I want them to mic her up. In the game.
Oh, she be going
yeah,
off.
She, like, everybody she play against, she like,
talking
yo, shit.
How many points you got?
Yeah.
What you talking about? No, she gets
yeah.
it at it.
Yeah.
So that was a good game. That was a good game.
Scuffle afterwards.
Scuffle, homie, her brother.
That was crazy.
He jumped over the bench.
And he saw how, he saw shorty was 6'8".
Yeah, you know, come on, you 6'8", pushing my sister. Come on, man. I'm ready to knock you out. I am. So he just got in the protective brother mode, jumped over the, you know, thing. He got arrested.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. LSU all day, Quan. Okay. So maybe they'll meet. This is me and Eli's time. We are big on women's college basketball.
It's exciting.
We don't watch the men's too much.
Yeah.
We be on the women's because them girls be in there playing. You and Eli are supposed to go to the championship this year? Where's it at? It's in... So they get it. That Juju Watkins, that's the
freshman.
The freshman
at USC.
Out of USC.
She's nice. Yo, it's
Caitlin Clark, of course, is nasty.
It's weird. And guys, real quick, Sano, thank you for all the super chats we got tonight. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yes, like, thank you.
So
thank
sorry.
You.
I didn't get to those. But it's weird how like marketable these women are in the women's basketball, not in men's college basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like nobody cares.
Nah, let me tell you, when them girls start, when they crying and they losing, bro. I, you know me, I'm looking for a reason to cry. I just start boohooing. One year she had the ball right there. She missed, man. And her father was in the stands and he hugged her. And I was like, oh, that could have been out of sea and shit. And, you know, so I get in my emotions.
Super Chat said, Malcolm, would y'all consider trying to get LaRussell on the show? Yeah, I like him. I like what he stands for.
I definitely like what he stands
for. We were just talking about. So guys, honest opinion. What is you guys' like perception of us? Because we were just talking about this before the show, because like we don't like, you know, work with anybody. We don't like have a lot of people on the show that we don't know. We don't collaborate with other shows. Like, are we bougie for that? Like, are we?
Yeah.
You know.
Good question, because we, you know, we got three cameras going. We got a lot of stuff going. And like you said, we rarely reach out. We interview a few people, but very select what we do. Now, in our defense, I'll say this. Because there's two of us here, we are the show. We are, you know, Laurel and Hardy. We are Abbott and Costello. We are the show itself. And we noticed when we bring people on the interview, people get pissed.
Yeah, they be like,
I'm not here for that. I'm here for you guys to do what y'all do. So what we started doing was after the second commercial break, if we were going to interview somebody, we bring them there.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you know, the show was pretty much, but do y'all think we feel we are too good to put a one if we too bougie to be interviewing people, or you like the show, put a two if you like the show the way that it is. And maybe what we could do is interview people separately.
That could be
like a pre-recorded thing.
That could be something.
And put that up. You know what I mean? Three for that. Separate interview, put it up. Two, four.
I'm confused at the choices now.
One, we some boozy pieces of shit.
Yeah.
We think we better than you. I put my motherfucking ashes out on your chest, as you already know. The minute my lotto numbers hit, fuck you. Two, you like the show the way it is. You know. Three, do the interviews separate. You know what I'm saying? Remain bougie.
All right.
Okay. Remain who we are. All right.
Okay.
All right, like the way it is. Okay, just let us know this is your moment.
Yeah, we're having a real, like, talk about it, because I don't know if you guys listen to the Rory and Maul podcast, which I like. Mm-hmm. I like that podcast. But I'm starting to see why Joe Budden called Maul, like, bare minimum. I get it. Like, he was talking about he don't, like, listen to other podcasts. Stuff. And this is me personally. Whatever your profession is, I think it is your duty. That's bare minimum to at least
listen to the competition.
Not even
your peers.
Just to get better. If you're a writer, you need to read books.
Yeah.
If you're a rapper, you need to listen to music.
Yes.
If you are a ball player, Kobe he called himself a basketball connoisseur.
Yes. I mean, he studied every aspect of the game. Yes. Yeah.
And I listen to all types of podcasts. I listen to hip hop podcasts. I listen to podcasts on stoicism.
You listen to a lot of stuff.
Just because, like, you want to just have, you know, you want to get better at what you're doing. You want to have more information to pull from and stuff like that. So I just kind of thought, like, that was different. That was odd.
And also in the interview realm, I don't want to interview everybody that are hanging fruit for me. I agree. Like, shout out to, of course, Black Magic 363 and all. And it doesn't behoove me to interview the same people he just interviewed.
I agree.
Because that's low-hanging fruit. It's easy to do that. So, you know, we try to stay in our lane and do our thing. But after the second break, we bring an abbreviated interview from time to time. Like, we have our resident people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can come on anytime.
Absolutely.
When A.A. Rashid is in town, we give him a platform. Ascendant Goddess, if she has something she want to say, we can bring her through. And everybody else is kind of, you know, that's all.
Tucker interviewed Chris Cuomo. That did happen. I saw a little bit of it. And you know what that shows me is, like, it's all a show.
Yes.
Right? So these people are red and blue when it comes to Republican Democrats, and they're supposed to hate each other, and they put on a show. But once you, like, talk, once you, like, get them down, you just hear them just kind of talk about their politics, you realize they're not that far off from each other.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they might have their complete disagreements.
Left wing, right wing.
Same thing. It's all the same thing.
You know? I asked Mama Dot the other day because I was eating the Twix. I said, are you a left Twix or right Twix? She gonna tell me they're the same thing. They are not the same thing.
I've never had a Twix in my life, so I wouldn't know.
Okay, because one is caramelly and one is chocolatey. Everyone knows that.
No, wait, seriously? I thought... No. Oh, I thought... Oh.
Nigga, you about to...
point.
Nigga, we doing the Laurel and Hardy thing. We doing the Abbott and Costello.
I didn't get the memo. I'm sorry.
We doing who's on first, what's on second.
My fault.
I don't know who's on third, you know. Ooh, I think it's time to close this show out.
Yeah, ask some questions. I'm sorry,
y'all. This nigga just got serious. Really?
I'm like, that?
Really? I didn't know that.
Candace, yeah, she got in Cuomo's ass on the Patrick Bedavis show. Absolutely. She sure did.
Okay.
That's why I said, like, she's been like, she teeters on the line.
Yeah, she does.
She teeters she on does. The line. Like, yeah. she'll like, really go left sometimes, and sometimes she'll really just say some common sense stuff. I'm curious to see what her and Joe Budden talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Still?
Yeah.
Gonna listen to that?
Yeah.
Malcolm, do you think Noble will keep the naming tradition alive once you're a grandfather? What naming tradition? I don't know. Like, his name? I don't know. I don't even want to think about me being a grand. Come on, bro.
That's a long
way off. Come on, man. My man is three. Like,
yeah, that's a long way off.
Somebody said, can you get Kyrie on? I would love to get Kyrie on.
Yeah, if somebody can plug him in, plug us in, man.
Yeah, I would love to get Kyrie on. Tag him.
Tag him, man.
Let us know.
He got a new sneaker out.
Mm-hmm. I saw them.
Yeah, they're hot.
Trying to get a pair.
You know, he needs to send us something to give away on the show, you know, to our people, you know? Yeah. So somebody who know him, plug us in, man.
Listen, man.
Yeah.
We missed him at the 50th hip hop thing.
Yeah, we just
missed him. He was out there and we like just missed him.
Yeah. I thought I had clout. I was like, yeah, Black Dot for two. Backstage, they was like, no Black Dot here. I'm like, look, maybe it's under Dwayne, because a lot of times I changed my name. I'm formerly known as. It's probably under Dwayne. They was like, it's no Dwayne here. Sir, please move from over here. And then we had to move and stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We had Jaylen Brown. Well, Jaylen Brown called in on the show.
He did call in.
Yeah. That was something.
That was a little something.
Little
nugget. He gave us about 42 seconds.
I mean, that was cool.
I tried to get 9 questions in there. 42 seconds.
Malcolm, you know how to bridge the wild mind of that with common... Yes. Thank you. You know how to bridge the mild mind of that with common people. Yeah.
That's your goal here.
Yeah, facts.
Because I might just jump off the ledge every night and there'd be no balance in the show, you know? Somebody said he just got a reading from Ascending Infinite Goddess she's the truth. No damn
she
right.
She is the truth.
You're damn right.
5 stars. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Do you think Shannon Sharp making a play into battle rap industry after having Lux on last night, hosting a battle this summer? Smack apparently dropped the ball, so I could see it.
I think Shannon is doing too much now.
If he does that,
Lux is my guy.
Yeah.
I think he's the greatest battle rapper of all time. That's just my humble opinion. Yeah, Lux. You know what I mean? Just my opinion. But I think now Shannon, you know, when you spread yourself really thin.
I don't think he's gonna do that.
You know,
I don't
what
think
mean?
He's gonna do that.
Yeah.
But
that is a too early to start playing R. Kelly songs. No, I've been playing them. I play them every day.
I don't play them by myself. You know what I'm saying?
I play them by myself.
I went to my aunt's 90th birthday party, my great aunt's 90th, like a couple of years ago, and they were playing it, and everybody was stepping to the name of love.
Damn
everybody
right.
was happy people in. Everybody
it's because
was.
It's powerful music, and if we're going to do that, if we're going to go down that rabbit hole, geez, it's going to be a deep, dark rabbit hole.
Oh.
Not only how many people he wrote for, but how many people in the industry have been doing the same things.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So we get in a weird space. Don't get me wrong. Where your moral values take you, I get it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I support him, but I also support him being in jail for doing the shit. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here and tell you anything different. He did that shit.
Yeah.
Right? But his music, again, remember, the music is from somewhere else, and sometimes it just is what it is. Because he got some bangers. Yeah. God
he sure
damn,
does.
He got some bangers.
Real quick. Somebody asks, how do you feel about Dre getting pregnant by Jalen Green?
She's 39.
He's 22. Her son is 22.
40. Damn, her son and him are hanging out together.
That's nuts.
That is nuts.
But you know what's crazy? There are a lot of women who have that story as well with their dad marrying somebody like their age. So
look, Jaylen Brown, my nephew, is dating the 40-year-old with the badass body.
Oh, you're talking Bernice.
Bernice, she got
it. Is he still with her?
I think so.
Is she, and her daughter's just as bad. Yeah. So I don't know why, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And that was the one who was like, she didn't want to be called grandma.
Yeah.
You know, she is a grandma.
Yeah. And so I'm not gonna Tito on the line. That's not because he's an adult. But come on, guys.
So people, and here's the thing. Because people were saying, like, you know, she's a predator, could be, right? But then we got to look at the people, like, the guys as well. Like, you know here's what the they
thing.
Want.
No, here's the thing. Let's call it what it is. These are goofies. These guys, they're 20, they're not, that's perspective. I'm always a superpower.
Yeah.
I'm 22. I got $150 million.
Right.
I can bang anybody I want. My hormones, my loins are going. I'm sitting home in between games with nothing to do. Think about your average 22-year-old. Mm-hmm. He barely getting a steady piece.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He barely got a little piece of chain.
Yeah.
And I am considered a god in that sense. Then you got these first world women are 100 times exponentially smarter than men.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind.
Okay.
So while you only seeing the box, she's seeing the big picture.
Yeah.
Drop bomb that. You know what I'm saying? Come on, young blood. Come on. Give it up to me now. I did that box. Big picture, right?
Cool.
And so, she's seeing past that already. Yeah. She's seeing, I'm going to get you for all your money. And I told you there's a secret society of these women who know everything about you. They go, guys, what do we have coming into Detroit this week?
Yeah.
So-and-so, he's got a 3-year deal, $17 million. He only scored $920 on his SAT. Who's up for this, ladies? Come on, ladies. Go. Be the best you can be, ladies. And then there you are in the hotel with them, and you drop something, and she drops something, and boom, you hit the head. Then you hit it again. Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This must be destiny.
Yeah.
Mr. 17 million for 3 years with 900 on his SATs. Didn't grow up with his father, whose mother abused him, who's taking care of his handicapped brother. You know what I mean? And he has low self-esteem because he's nobody but a jock in most cases.
Like, come on, man. They don't have like a rookie symposium.
They do, but it don't work.
Come on, man.
Because social media said I'm that dude.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean?
Come on.
Yeah.
We need to do better. Like, it's 2024. Like,
yeah. How did we get here? You think these chicks just so happened to be there, bending over with her ass? Oh, I'm sorry. Come on, guys.
And then Gilbert Arenas and what's his name? We're talking about her as well. Cause they Gilbert had a story about her in the backseat and stuff like that.
I mean,
which is corny. Yo, these athlete podcasts are teetering on the line.
They are. They're getting on my nerve a little
they're
bit.
They're teetering on the line. Yeah, like Steven Jackson is a cornball.
Yeah. Don't say that because he'll punch you in the face.
But like then he's Muslim, then he's blood, then he gotta check in with 17-year-olds, and then he's trying to tell people to be mature, and then he's an activist, and then
I can't beat Steve.
I don't care. Like, that is corny.
Okay.
He's corny. He's been trying to pick a fight with Shannon ever since Shannon got that Williams interview. Yeah, come on, bro.
I'd have to definitely hit him with the come on, brother.
And then Drea, now she's pregnant with old boy's baby, and then now all of a sudden you got a story about her on your show.
I mean, they all have stories about her.
I guess, but keep it peed.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a fraternity amongst players, like an unsung.
We know because we passed these goals.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden,
come on, bro. Got caught. Tag you in. It's a round robin.
Nick Young. Yeah.
Duck. Yeah. Goose. Remember that game?
Mm-hmm.
You sitting around in the show because she caught a goose.
Yeah.
That's all. She caught a goose. Yeah.
That was just me. Just me.
But they're way smarter than these athletes.
Somebody said is Halle Bailey? Oh, ugly. No. Absolutely not.
Halle Berry?
Not Halle Berry, the Bailey sisters.
Oh, no. They're kind of cute.
Yeah, they both fire.
Yeah. Not to sound like a weirdo, I don't know how old they are, but I'm just saying.
all these hypocrites. Yeah, that's true. Let's take a couple more questions, then we're out of here.
Yeah.
Got to get Noble to bed.
Yeah. He's upstairs being entertained by Auntie.
Yeah.
Titi.
Odyssey, yeah. You know, whatever.
Yes. That's what he calls his Titi.
Malcolm is totally correct now. And a couple of dread. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, a couple more cougars. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know.
Again, this should, like, I feel like this should just be some kind of, like, come on, we know the game. You know what she wants.
And you're supposed, you're in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
You're supposed to treat that accordingly.
Yeah, I agree.
That's like cuffing the chick at the strip club.
I agree.
Like, dude, you've been with her for 35 minutes. I would like
a turn
to cuff her for a little while, yeah, too.
To get the twerk win.
Get the twerk win.
Yeah.
Can't leave without the twerk win. And you acting like she likes you because you got more money than me.
Yeah.
And you sitting there, you back up, Jody. Come on, man. I'm here for the twerk win.
Somebody said, they say she looked like... So one guy said that Halle Bailey looked like E.T. And then apparently his mother died. So they just started flaming his mother.
Oh, they're going to flame your mother, yeah, for that. Come on. You know better.
That's what
that.
You get.
You know social media. You can't do that.
Yeah. With that being said, guys.
With that being said.
Thank y'all for being here on the Tuesday. We appreciate you spending your time with us. We apologize for yesterday.
Yeah.
No show on Thursday.
No show on Thursday.
No show on Thursday. Like, you know, stuff be happening.
Malcolm's got to do a jail bid.
You know what I'm saying? For the weekend. For the weekend.
Yeah, you know, DWI, a little small jail bid.
Just, you know, just put some money in my books for me. Feel me?
A little bit on the books.
But yeah, we will see you guys.
Just don't have no dude put no magazine.
Oh, come on, why'd you do, come on.
I just got to say that. I know you're going to the county jail.
Come
but
on.
Shit happens. Never have no nigga put no magazine on your back, nigga.
I don't know
shit what happened. Don't put no magazine
come
on my back.
Man.
God damn.
Hit the like button, please. And we will see you guys on Monday. We're going to have another Hulk.
We'll have a Hulk Sunday.
Sunday.
Sure.
We'll have another Hulk on Sunday.
Absolutely.
And yeah, peace.
Peace.